The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Lamed Beis Omen Aleph. Boy Rav Huna berayed Rav Nosson. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, asked the following question: Shah b'miyat smonim mahu? What's the halacha if there was a shiit b'miyat smonim? And Rashi, the remaskel b'miyot, the remaskel mahu, explains the Gemara's question. That's referring to a situation where somebody shechted the majority of the simonim, as we keep on learning in this perek, that is the halacha, the way a shechita must be accomplished. He completed the shechita, and after he waited the shear shia, the amount of time which is considered a shia, pause in halacha, he then completed doing the whole shechita on the rest of the simonim. And the question of the Gemara is, if after the shechita has been really halachically completed, because as we just said, once you shecht it roif, it's considered a kosher shechita, so it doesn't make a difference what you do or how you do with the last little amount, the miyut that's left. Or perhaps, even though the halacha indeed is that had somebody just done the shechita, just shechted the roiv of the simonim, the shechita is 100% acceptable. Here, by doing something improper, he makes the shechita puzzle. There's a machloikis rishonim. How to understand this question? The Ravid in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, says that this is only Osur Midrabbanim. And actually, before we go further, this question of if you did something improper with by the last miyut, does that disqualify the Shechita or not, is a question that this is actually the third time in the Masechta we already had this question. We had this question on Daf Yotes Amin Aleph regarding Hagroma, if you shecht it in the wrong place, B'miyat Basra, where according to the Lishna Kama, according to Rav Asi, it's a Machloikis, the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Chachamim, Hagroma B'miyat Basra is a psul. We also had the same Gemara on the Aflamad Amud Beis by Rapapa asking a question, Hichlid be miyat simon mahu? What's the halacha if you did a chaloda in that situation? And the Ravid, as we just said, says in all of these situations, the halacha is that it's a psul d'rabbanan. Why? So the Ramban explains the opinion of the Ravid. The Ramban says that since, as we learned at the beginning of the perek, the way most Rishonim understand the halacha, l'chatchila, one is supposed to shecht the entire simen. Even though we keep on learning that shechting roiv of the simen is a kosher shechita, really, the proper way of doing a shechita is by shechting the entire simen. So therefore, when you're doing and you're shechting, indeed, the entire simen, you should do it properly, because Chazal, according to this understanding, the Ravid, the Ramban, were concerned that if we're going to allow you to do the last part not properly, you'll end up doing even the first part where you do the roiv, which is the first part of your shechita, you may end up doing that improperly as well. However, the Tevuah Shor, which as we mentioned, is a fundamental sefer in Hilchos Shechita, he in Simen Chof Gimel, Sif Katan Tes, quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham that hold that this is even a psul midaraisa. He says, Hareza Sofik Nevela. And therefore, he takes a very strong approach, takes a very serious approach to the Shaila. In fact, the Sefer Mitzvah Katan, the Smak, in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Zayin, says as follows: V'heicha sheshochet hech sheshchita v'shor, that you did the shchita on Roiv of the Simonim properly, v'akach chozav sheshochet kol Simonim, and then you completed the end of the rest of the Simon. And obviously, when you do that, you have had a pause in between. Rashi oyser ve moidim loy ki rabbeinu tam mater ad nagel kurashi. He says that the meaning is to be machmal kurashi, and therefore he continues. Somebody shechted one simon in a bird, which is adequately. Vizorak oif miyad, and he dropped the bird. Vadanim mefarches v'rochza lamisa miyad. The animal is still being mefarches. The bird is still being mefarches, and somebody wants to kill it. Lo yachtek hasimen hasheni im roishi v'sakim v'loy bekardim. Don't use a knife. Lefi sheshor ben simen l'samen. You have a shear here. El yamisena b'makel b'regel. Kill it, not through a method of shechita. And that's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen yoredei simen chaf gimel sif hei. The Shulchan Aruch passes. Ach shochet roiv echad ba'oif, or roiv beiz ba'behema, en shia paiselis. L'fi zeh en shia b'kona ba'oif klal. V'yesh mi sh'oimer, continues the Shulchan Aruch, kol sh'loi nigmara shchitas kol shis s'nei ha'simonim, as long as you not completed the shchit of the entire boat simonim, paisel shia. You still have a psul of shia, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, l'chatchila yesh lochish, leish l'zor lochish l'dvorov. So Shulchan Aruch saying that it's just l'chatchila we should be makbird on a shia b'miyat basra. But if we look in the Ramah, hagov, afil b'di evid, haminig l'hatrif. The Ramah says that our minig is that even b'di evid, this bird, this animal, considered treif. L'kain, and therefore says the Shulchan, the Ramah, l'mach shachad roi beis, after you shechted most of two simonim, shoha behema oif lomus, the animal did not die yet. Yaken al roish lamisoi, give it a clap on the head that it should die. V'lo yachsav yishoi, because if you're going to shecht it again, you're opening up yourself into a huge question of shiut shia b'miyat basra. And the Shach says that we also have to be careful not to break the mafrekis. So the only question is, how long do we have to wait? How long do we have to wait that we're not allowed to touch the animal because we end up with a shayla of shiva meat basra? We have two etzes. One is not use a knife at all, because if you use any type of knife, then it's a form of shchita, and you're going to have a problem that you're shechting it improperly, b'miyat basra. Or the other etza is wait till after it's mefarches. Once you wait till the animal completely ceased any movement, at that point you could do whatever you want with the animal. And in fact, the Darak Tshuva here in Sifkotan Pei says that even if you shechted the entire two simonim, so there's obviously no problem of shia b'miyat basra, he still says that you shouldn't take a knife to an animal that was killed with a shechita until the animal is completely expired. And as I said, the Simla Chadasha in Simen, I quoted the Tefillah Shor earlier, the Simla Chadasha in Simen Chof Gimel Siftal at Paskins, Nogum Dilas Eila, the minig here is Lifsoil Shia Mashu, Bein Behem Bein Be'oi, Bein Be'mi Kama, any Shia, even the slightest Shia is a problem. at any point, bein bekana bein beveshit, vein l'shanis, don't do anything different. For says the simul chadasha, the chshuva l'seik d'raisa, could be shayla v'safik d'raisa. Umakam makam, he says, v'hefsad meruba, if it's a situation, hefsad meruba, nearly dim tafas akarno levadoi biyodoi, ubar lo shloi kot noga beveshit, v'shiit b'meit kam d'kana yesh l'akshar. He differentiates by the kana, because we know, as we learned many times in this Masecht, as long as the kana is not cut 49%, the halacha is that it's still kosher animal. Ava b'miyat basra, he says, when we speak about b'miyat basra, b'ein b'kana b'ein b'veshit, whether it's the kana or the veshit, b'ein b'oif b'ein b'behema, whether it's a bird or an animal, ein l'hokal b'mdinas elu, we shouldn't take a lenient approach. Afilu behefsim ruba, the kibla alayu dasa machmer. So he takes a very strong position. And I saw that the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Rav, even if you'll have many sfeikis to maybe make the question less of a shayla, still you should be machmer. But that is an interesting question that the Achrayim ask. Let's understand what we've learned here, and let's understand what we're saying here. What we're saying here is that you shechted an animal and you did the shechita of roiv of shtei simonim, and after you did that, the animal is kosher. And now, somebody, after you did that perfectly well, if you went and used a knife to cut the animal afterwards, you have a real issue of a shia b'miyat basra, which according to the Ramah and the others that we've just quoted, your animal should be considered treif almost under all circumstances. So the question is obvious. How did this kosher bird, how did this kosher animal become not kosher? And this is a question that the Tfoz Shor asks. And he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, where we find another place that something that was already mutter actively become possible. He says the Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph quotes the pasuk in the Torah. Vim oichu yoichu mibsaz zevach shlama b'vayim ha'shlishi lo yirotza makrav oisai. And Rabbi Lezer explains that the pasuk is referring to somebody who b'shas that he did the avoida, had in mind to eat the carbon chutz l'zmanoi. Why? Because says Rabbi Lezer, it can't be speaking about a case where somebody actually ate the carbon chutz l'zmanoi. Because if you ate the carbon chutz l'zmanoi after the right time, how could the pasuk say that it was never a kosher carbon? It was kosher. Now maybe you did something wrong. Says Rabbi Kiva, though we find such a situation in halacha. The halacha is that if a zav or a zav mederaisa count zayin nekiim, 7 days that they're clean, they're tar, as soon as the eighth day begins. Or a zav ktana that only saw dam for 1 or 2 days, that the halacha is she has to keep 1 day being clean, and the next morning she could go to the mikveh and she's tar. But what happens if in the balance of that day that they went to the mikveh, they see a riyah? L'mafreya, retroactively, they're tamei. And anything that they touched, or anything that they came in contact with, retroactively becomes tamei. Here too, even though this animal was already declared kosher, it could retroactively become treif. So it'll come out, says the Meshiv Dover, a very interesting phenomenon. You'll shecht an animal, roiv simonim, you'll take off the leg, and you want to eat the leg. And then afterwards you'll do a shia b'miyat basra, you won't be able to eat that leg retroactively. Maybe you already put it into your pot, because now the animal retroactively became treif because of the shia b'miyat basra.